ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. ப்ளீஸ் எனி ஆஃப் தி அட்டெண்டீஸ் கேன் தே கன்ஃபார்ம் தட் ஆடியோ அண்ட் வீடியோ ஆர் ஓகே ஸோ தட் ஐ கேன் கண்டினியூ வித் த லெக்சர். Yes, good. Thank you very much. So let me now go ahead. Let me put the screen sharing. Good. All right. Let us go to the first shloka. Let me pull the first shloka for you. Before I continue, I would like to wish all of our participants a very happy Ugadi, Gurmukha Nama Samvatsaram. All the very best to you in the new year. So that there will be happiness, peace, contentment, and the grace of Amba all the time. Okay, let me put sloka. Yes. Okay, I hope everybody is able to see. Shloka 44, Saundari Lahari. Tanotu Kshemam Nastava Vadana Saundariya Lahari Parivahasrotaha Saraniriva Simanta Saranihi Vahanti Sinduram Prabalakabari Bharatimira Disham Brindaihi Bandhi Kritamiva நவீனார்க்கிரணம் ஸ்ரீ வைதாத்ர கலத்ராயே நமஹ இஸ் சம்பாஸ் நேம். ஷீஸ் அட்ரஸ் தட் வே. இம்யூனிட்டி ஃபார் ஆல் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டிசீசஸ், ஆல் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் துர்பிக்ஷம். ஸோ அம்பா இஸ் நவ் பிரேட் பை ஆதிசங்கரா. தவ சீமந்த சரணிகி, Simanta Sarani. Simanta means this is the line in the head that separates, you know, the ladies when they do the hair, the central line, Simanta it is called. So the line parting the hair on your head, Simanta Saranihi. Parivaha Srotaha Saranihi Iva. How does it look like? It looks like the stream of the Vadana Saundarya Lahari. What an imagination. The overflowing flood of your facial beauty. Your beauty is so much, the flood, it is overflowing. The flood of beauty is overflowing along that line, the Simanta Sarani. And Vahanti Sinduram, bearing the Sinduram, because normally people keep the Sinduram in that line. Navina Arka Kiranamiva. How does it look like? It resembles the ray of the newly rising sun, that is the Navina Arka Karanam, the newly rising sun, because it is red in color. Bandhi Kritam, and that is imprisoned as it were by the Dvisham Brindaihi, by the hosts of various powerful enemies, Dvisham, namely Prabala Kabari Bharatimira. What are the enemies? The darkness of the thick locks of your hair. Your hair, they are thick locks, very thick, dark. Naha tanotu kshemam. Let that confer on us all well-being, kshemam and all that. That is the prarthana. May the line parting the hair, the simanta sarani, that is the vakidu in Tamil, parting the hair on your head, looking like the path of the stream of the overflowing flood of your facial beauty. Beauty is so much, it overflows from the face. And where it goes along that line. And bearing the red mark, resembling the ray of the newly rising sun, imprisoned as it were by the hosts of powerful enemies, namely the darkness of the thick locks of hair, like the clouds, confer well-being on us. That is the prayer. So morning facing east or north, facing 1000 times for 12 days, immunity from all kinds of diseases, and the yantram is supposed to be a gold plate, cleam is the Bija Mantra, and honey is supposed to be the Naivedya. So The rising sun, which is red in complexion, red in color, your sindhuram, that mark, sindhuram, that appears of that color. And sindhuram, the red mark, is supposed to be symbolizing saubhagyam. Saubhagyam, Mahalakshmi, the place where Mahalakshmi, she is supposed to be nitya nivasasthalam for her. She is supposed to be eternally present in that place. So the beauty of the Devi's face as overflows, the outlet channel for the overflowing beauty is the lion that separates the hair on the head. So the rising sun is surrounded by the dark clouds. So meditation of that simanta, of that lion by the devotee, is supposed to give the effect of deliverance from all kinds of ignorance. And especially we want the ignorance, the most important ignorance is what? Is the Atma Ajnanam. So that is what is being relieved by meditating on Amba in this particular manner through this shloka. Let us go to shloka 45. Aralaihi swabhavyat alikalabasa shri biralakaihi paritam te vaktram parihasati pangeruharuchim darasmere yasmin dashana ruchi kinjal karujire sugandau madhyanti smaradahana chakruhu madhulihaha. Sri Devi Namaha, supposed to give all benefits like eloquence and Lakshmi Kataksham. They are all supposed to be the benefits of praying to Amba in this particular shloka, through this shloka. And te vaktram means your face, paritam, that is surrounded by aralaihi swabhavyat. The swabhavyat, the naturally curled hair on the forehead, that is what is being now described here. The forehead of Amba, in which the curled hair of her Amba's hair is falling on that. Ali kalava sasri bihi, with the luster of the young honey bee. Parihasati, it ridicules pangeruha ruchim, the beauty of lotus. It ridicules, so it is so beautiful, it ridicules the beauty of lotus. In this, yasmin sugandau darasmere, that your fragrant face, sugandau darasmere, with a gentle smile, there is a small smile in that, gentle smile, and dashana ruchi kinjalka ruchire, it is pretty, with the filament like luster of your teeth is so bright, which is all in that line, madhyanti, that beauty, it mesmerizes, madhyanti, smara dahana chakruhu madhulihaha, the bees, namely the eyes of the destroyer of Cupid, that is Paramashiva, he did Manmatha Dahanam by his Vairagyam. And even that Shiva, he falls so much to your beauty. And even for him, he cannot control his emotions towards you. So your face surrounded by the naturally curled hair on the forehead, with the luster of honeybee, it's all imagination of a honeybee, ridicules the beauty of lotus. That means lotus is not any beautiful at all compared to that face. In this, your fragrant face, with a gentle smile, that's a small gentle smile she has, and through that smile, all that the teeth are seen, the pretty with the filament like luster of your teeth, because the gentle, doesn't want to show all the full teeth, so gently she shows, that's the mark of beauty, revel the bees, namely the eyes of the destroyer of Cupid. Cupid is, as I told you, Manmatha. So the destroyer of Cupid is Shiva. So morning facing east or north, 1000 times for 45 days, one can get eloquence and so many other good things, Lakshmi Kataksham and all. Gold plate is the yantram and some is the bijam. And so Trimaduram is supposed to be the naivedyam. So these are all various other these things. And there are some small details here. Kalaba normally means an elephant. But Ali Kalaba means it is not an elephant, it's supposed to be a small bee. That is supposed to be Ali Kalaba. So the Amba is called, you know, Tarasmera Mukambujaye Namaha, Mandasvita Prabhabura Majat Kamesha Manasaye Namaha. Kameshwara, you know, the Lord destroyed Kamesha, he destroyed Manmatha, and the short curly hair on your face that looks like the swarms of young bees, you know, attracted by the lotus. That is how, you know, your thing is. So it causes, it mesmerizes even Lord Shiva, who has that much vairagya to destroy even Mathana, but he cannot control. He gets mesmerized by your beauty. That is again another imaginative poem. Shloka 46. Lalatam lavanya duti vimala bhama duti vimala mabhati tavayatem vitiyam tanmanyem makuta ghatitam chandrashakalam viparyasanyasatem ubhayamapi sambhuya chamitah sudalepasyutihi parinamatiraka himakaraha. Sri Vimala Lalathayai Namaha. Union between spouses, progeny, suguna putra labam, get good children. Tava yathu lalatam, your forehead, lalatam is forehead, yathu lalatam, your forehead, which abhati, which shines, lavanya duti vimalam, how does it shine? With the beauty of the clear moon, lavanya duti vimalam, vimalam, clear moon, manye, I think, tathu, vitiyam makuta ghatitam chandrashakalam. What do I think? That the crescent moon set on your crown, because Amba's crown, there is a crescent moon, that is only a second one. Ubhayamapi, there are two moons. One crescent moon is the crescent moon that is set on her makutam, and the other is her own face, that is like the moon. And then, ubhayamapi, the two, viparyasanyasat, placed inverted, and mitaha sambhuyacha, joined together. So the crescent moon on the makutam and the lalatam, the forehead of Amba, they both, when they are kept together inverted, parinamati, they shine like sudha lepas yutiki raka himakaraha, like the autumnal full moon with the nectar dripping from it. So look at the imagination. Your forehead, it is like one half moon. Your forehead shines clear with the splendor of beauty. Hence, I think that the crescent moon set on your crown is a second moon only, because your forehead itself is a moon. And this is a second moon only. And the two placed inverted and joined together. That's the crescent moon, and this also a crescent moon. They are placed inverted and joined together would form the full autumnal moon, with the nectar dripping from it. This is the Sharat Chandra Vadana, that is autumnal moon, supposed to be, Amba is supposed to be so beautiful. So that is why in this, the Sharan Navaratri Utsavam is done in the autumnal season, where Amba is supposed to be very beautiful. Japa is done facing east or north 1,000 times for 45 days. Union between spouses supposed to be, you know, and then progeny, gold plate is the yantram, and honey, milk, payasam are supposed to be the nevedyam. So hrim is the bija mantra. So the devi's ashtami chandra vibraja daligastala shobitaye namaha. So ashtami chandra vibraja, so ashtami chandra is supposed to be the exact, the crescent moon, which is one half in the shoda sakala. So it's supposed to be the eighth day, right? Eighth day is supposed to be half that full moon, and also the other half moon that is on her crown, both joined together inverted, that will make the full moon. So devi's forehead that appears as the other half of the crescent moon in her crown to make it complete as a full moon. So, and again, this is another philosophical significance also is there. Manaso Devata Chandramaha. The moon is supposed to be the presiding deity for Manas. So, if somebody can meditate upon Devi's that forehead, Lalatam, as the Chandrakala, one can do, then they are supposed to do jayam, win over, control their mind, because mind control is supposed to be the most difficult thing. So if one can meditate upon Amba's forehead in this manner, one can control their mind also. So when you take both the crescent moons, Amba's lalatam and also the other, the one that is on the crown, Then the Purnachandra that comes, and that is how one is imagined as a Purnachandra. Actually, there is the story of Abhirami Bhatta. Actually, on the Thayyammavasa day, when Saraboji Maharaja came and asked him, he said that was an Amavasa day, whereas he said it's a Purnami day. So Amba, that day, she made sure that it was Purnami, because that is what he was imagining in his mind. How he was meditating upon Amba during his puja was in that manner, and Amba exhibited in that manner to fulfill the word that was uttered by her great devotee, namely Abhirami Bhatta. Shloka 47. With that. Brubhau mugne kinjit bhuvana bhaya bhanga vyasanini tvadiye netrabhyam madukara ruchibhyam dhritagunam danurmanye savyam itara kara grihitam ratipatehe prakoshte mushtaucha stagayati nigudantaramume. Sri Umayai Namaha, that is how Amba is worshipped in this particular shloka. Sakala Devata Preeti, and the power to attract gods and men, everybody, all devatas, they are all satisfied, they are all, you know, pleased by worshipping Amba through this shloka. Ume, addressing Amba as Uma, O Ume, Uma, Bhuvana Bhaya Bhanga Vyasinini, who is ever bent on dispelling the fears of the world, Bhaya Bhanga Vyasinini, Bhayam, the Bhuvana Bhayam, of all the people in the world, the Bhayam. Manye, I think, Tvadiye Kinchit Bugne, you are slightly bent, Bruvav, Bruvav means your eyebrows. They are the Ratipatehe Danuhu, they are the bow of Rati's consort, that is Manmata's bow. So your slightly bent eyebrows, they are like the bow of Rati's consort, namely Manmata. The bow is provided with your Madhukara Ruchibhyam Netrabhyam. So the bow should have a string. And what is that string? The bee-like pair of eyes, that is Madhukara Ruchibhyam Netrabhyam. Netrabhyam, the two eyes. Dhritagunam, that is the bow string. And Savya Itarakara Grihitam, held by the left hand. Savya refers to the left hand. Itarakara, Savya Itarakara, Itarakara is the left hand. Nigudantaram, with the middle of that bow, concealed by the Prakoshte, the forearm, and Mushtaucha, clenched fist, Stagayati, covering them. So that is how, again, the imagination here is. So Uma, ever bent on dispelling the fears of the world, that is how Karuna Kataksha Murti is Amba. So her always she is so much bent on dispelling the fears of the world. Bhava Bhayam, I take your two slightly knit eyebrows to be the bow of the consort of Rati, provided with your bee-like pair of eyes as the bowstring, and held by the left hand with the middle concealed by the forearm. Because when you hold it with the left hand, the middle portion will be concealed by the forearm, and clench the fist covering them. Japa is done morning facing east or north 1000 times for 25 days, and the benefit is supposed to be the power to attract gods and men, I mean pleasing all devatas and also human beings also. And yantra is supposed to be gold plate. Cream is the bija mantra. Naivedyam is fruits and honey and all that. And here there are a few points I have just taken as some notes here. So bhuvana bhaya bhanga vyasinini, so this is a composite word. So bhuvana bhaya bhanga visinini, so Lakshmi the Rahi comments, bhuvanana means jagatam, the entire world, all the world. Bhayasya is upadravasya, whatever problem they have. Bhange means nashakarane, the one who destroys all of them. Vyasanam, tadega pravanata asya asti, that is how Amba is worshipped here, as the one who dispels all the fears of all the people. So Bhita Bhakta Jana Trana Dikshite, the one who is supposed to be the fears, dispelling the fears, that's how Arunamodini commentator he says. And Savya Itara Karagrihitam. So here the Savya Savyo Dakshinaha Tat Itaro Vamaha. So So Savya means Dakshinam, this is the right hand, and Idaraha refers to the left hand. So Dakshina refers to the right hand, and Tatitaraha is left hand. So Sachas, so here Savya refers to Savya, refers to left hand. And Sachas, so with that hand, Tena Grihitam, Savyetara Shabdena, Yekenaiva Hastena Sarvadadritam. So with only one hand, she is able to protect everything. Natu Prabana Prayoga Artham, it is Uchete. So it is not as just supposed to somebody is ready to let loose the arrow or anything, but she is capable of doing all these things just by her mere will or her mere thing. So Savyam also is used to mean the left in some other places. So here it is, depending on the context, one has to change the meaning. And Sachamara Ramavani, Savya Dakshina Sevitaye Namaha, that is Ramza Sahasrama, that is Nama. So Savya Dakshina, Dakshina refers to the right hand, and Savya refers to left hand in that sense. And Uma, she is called Uma. Uparna Uma is Aparna to Nirahara. Ta Mata Pratyabhashata. So Uma, what did she do? Parvati, she did the penance. Even without eating a leaf, such a great penance she was performing. And her mother, Mena Devi, what did she called her? U and Ma. So she got that name because she was so sad that she is doing a tapas without even taking even a leaf. So she mother she called her U and Ma, and so U Ma iti nishedantim umetyeva tathabhavat. That is how she became Uma. And Uma Sailendra Tanayaya Namaha, Lalita Sahasrama also calls her as Uma. So Sailendra Tanaya, and is supposed to be the daughter of the Sailendra, there is Gimavan. And the three letters of Pranava, Om, that are composed of A, U and Ma. A, U and Ma makes Om. And if you change the order, it becomes Ma, U and A. So if you change the order, it's U, M and A. If you change the order instead of A, U, U, M, you made it U, M, A, then it becomes Uma. So this is called, Uma is called the Devi Pranava also. Because normal Pranava is Om. And Uma is supposed to be Devi Pranava. That is another, some other commentators, they want to interpret that way. And the thoughts of the highest order, Uttama Chitta Vritti, that is called Uma. Somebody's thoughts supposed to be of the highest order, because when you meditate upon Amba, all other things should disappear except the highest thing one has to think of, namely moksha. Nothing else. So Uttama Chitta Vritti. So the thoughts itself will gear towards such high goals only, namely aiming moksha. So Uma is supposed to give Uttama Chitta Vritti. Shloka 48. अहसूते सव्यं तव नयनमर्कात्मकतया त्रिया मां वामं ते सृजति रजनी नायकतया तृतीया ते दृष्टिः धरतलितके माम्बुजरुचिः समादत्ते संध्यां दिवसनिशयोः अन्तरचरीम् श्री विशालाये नमः. Amba is addressed that way. Power to mitigate all kinds of evil influences of planets, whatever Navagraha doshas are there, they are all supposed to be mitigated through this particular worship of Amba in this manner. So here, Sava Savyam Nayanam. Savyam Nayanam, again, normal meaning is the right eye. Savyam, even though in the previous shloka we said that there are occasions where it could be meaning left also. So your right eye, arka atmakataya, being of the nature of sun, arka is sun, being of the nature of sun, your right eye, ahasutehe, so it creates the day, because it is your right eye of the nature of sun creates the day. Te vamam nayanam, your left eye, vamam nayanam, left eye, rajani nayakataya, being of the nature of moon, rajani nayaka is moon, because of the nature of the moon, triyamam sujati, it causes the night, the three yamas of the night, and te tritiya drishtihi, you have the third eye, tritiya drishtihi, your third eye, daratalita hemambuja ruchihi, having the luster of a slightly blossomed golden lotus, hemambuja, hemambuja means golden lotus, so daratalita, it is slightly blossomed, sandhyam samadatte, that causes the sandhya time, which is divasa nishayoho antaracharim, that is in between the day and night. So day is created by your one eye, night is created by your another eye, your third eye creates the sandhi, so the entire day is created by you. Your right eye, being of the nature of the sun, that gives birth to the day. Your left eye, of the nature of moon, that causes night. And your third eye, having the luster of a slightly blossomed golden lotus, that causes the twilights between them, the sandhya time. So japa is done, morning facing east, 1000 times for 9 days, relief from all kinds of evil influences, navagraha doshas and all that thing. And that is why if you really look at the plate also, is supposed to have the 9 these things. And honey, fruits and chitranam are supposed to be the nevedyam for this worship. And Amba is worshipped in this manner for all kinds of navagraha doshas and all that thing. So Amba's, you know, by her eyes, the day, the night, and even sandhya kalam, all of them are created by her, just only her eyes. And the beauty of such eye is what is given here. So that is why Vishala Aye Namaha. Sloka 49. And we were, Amba was called Vishala Aye Namaha in the previous sloka, and here also. Vishala Kalyani Sputa Ruchi Rayodhya Kuvalayehi Kripadharadhara Kimapi Madhura Abhogavatikam Avanti Drishtiste Bahu Nagara Vistara Vijayam Dhruvam Tattannama Vyavaharana Yogya Vijayate. So location of hidden treasure, wherever it is there. So Nidhilabhartham, Sarvajayam, victory over everything. So they are all supposed to be the benefits of worshipping Amba in this manner. Te Drishtihi. Te Drishtihi means the glance of your eyes, your Drishti. Vishala Kalyani, it all pervasive, Vishala, and showering prosperity, Kalyani, Mangalam, auspiciousness. And Sputaruchihi, it is clearly very brilliant, Sputam. Kuvalayehi Ayodhya, the beauty of which is invincible, Ayodhya, by the blue lotuses. Because Kuvalayehi means the blue lotuses, and Ayodhya, invincible. And Kripa Dhara Dhara, the fountain, Dhara, fountain head of the stream of Kripa. Kripa is compassion. So Amba's compassion is like an endless stream from her. Kimapi Madhura, indescribably sweet, very, very sweet. And Bhogavatika, enjoying the bliss of Shiva's company. That is why it is very, very sweet. It enjoys the bliss of Shiva's company, Lord Shiva's company. Bhogavatika, Abhogavati, immeasurable depth. Avanti is protector of devotees, and Bahu Nagara Vistara Vijaya, and excelling in expanse, Vistara, expanse many cities, Bahu Nagaram, and Dhruvam Vijayate, certainly victorious over all of them. So that is how the glance of your eye, that is all pervasive, the mere glance is all pervasive, showering prosperity. Clearly brilliant, invincible by the blue lotuses, the fountainhead of the stream of compassion, indescribably sweet, enjoying bliss in Shiva's company, protector of devotees, and excelling in expanse of many cities. We are going to see what are those cities. Hence, certainly your glance is fit to be referred to by all the names referred above. That is Vishala, Kalyani, all those names that we have just Ayodhya, all those names that Madhura, Bhogavatika, all those names Avanti, all these names Vijaya, all these names are quite fit to be called for you because of all these qualities of these gunas. Japa is supposed to be done facing east or north 1000 times for 10 days. Location of hidden treasure will be revealed. So people don't be thinking all kinds of hidden treasure. Hidden treasure is not all this material treasure here. Hidden treasure is within us. Our Atma Swarupam is not known to us. And that is, that ignorance is going to be removed and the treasure is going to be revealed. Turmeric powder is supposed to be the yantram and honey, pongal are supposed to be the nevedyam. And I have put some notes here because there are 8 types of vision of Ambad. When we say drishti, Vishala Nama Drishti. There is one Drishti called Vishala. That is the name of a Drishti. So antarvikasha means inward blow, within oneself. It brings emotions, it brings excitement, called sankshobham. So that is what this Vishala, that is one of the aspects of Amba's grace. And Kalyani means vismita, auspicious here, and aacharyam, astonishment, and supposed to have the power of aakarshan, because it is auspicious, astonishment, attractive. So Kalyani is supposed to give mangalam. And Ayodhya is undefeated. So the dilated pupils, you know, the drishti with, you know, dilated pupils, some it can cause the scare also. So dravana and dhara is, it creates intoxication, unmada, and the flow of grace, and the intoxication caused by the excessive flow of grace from her, compassion and all that. And avyakta madhura, avogavatika, all that thing, the names are all there in the shloka. And slightly swirled look, so this is another look, it's not a very straight look, slightly swirled look, so it causes vashya means subjugation, so that has the power of subjugating. And bhogavati, that friendly glance, it reassures, because the friendly glance reassures us to destroy all our internal enemies, all these kama krodha lobha moha madha matsaryadi, all are our internal enemies. We don't have to look for external enemies at all. These are all the internal enemies in us. So bhogavati and avanti is the innocent look, that offers protection to the world, the plain look, the look without any agenda. That's what it means, that offers protection. And vijaya, that is Amba, is, you know, wins over everything, and with that look she is victorious over everything. It causes death. That means not the physical death, but the death of all enemies, all kinds of any other afflictions. All those things are all gone. So these are all the various names of the cities, actually. Vishala, Kalyani, Ayodhya, Dhara, Madhura, Bhogavati, Avanti, Vijaya. There are various cities by these names. So the cities where Devis, she cast her glances and brought about these effects, they are named after them, after those effects. That is why for each one of those cities, there will be also a particular story associated with them, and they will describe the way how all these drishtis of Amba have been depicted to have those names for those cities. Shloka 15. कवीनां सन्दर्भस्तपगमकरन्दैकरसिकम् कटाक्षव्याक्षेप भ्रमरकलभौ कर्णयुगलम् अमुञ्चन्तौ दृष्ट्वा तव नवरास्वादतरलौ असूया संसर्गात् अलिकनयनं किञ्चितरुणम्. ऑल आर ब्यूटिफुल इमेजिनेशन्स बाय आचार्य. श्री कल्याण्यै नमः. Immunity from smallpox and all kinds of these things, and her third eye is supposed to give all kinds of, you know, prosperity, all dura darshanam. So many nice things are supposed to be given in this particular shloka. And alika nayanam kinji darunam, the eye on your forehead turns a little red. Kinji darunam, arunam is red, aruna refers to red color. And kinchi dharanam, slight red color. So your forehead, the third eye on your forehead, it turns a little red. Why it turns a little red? Now Acharya is imagining. Asuya samsargat, it becomes red because of jealousy. Asuya is jealousy, samsargat, actuated by samsargat, it becomes red. Drishtva, why it becomes jealousy, jealous, the red third eye. Drishtva, on seeing what? Kataksha Vyakshepa Brahmara Kalabhav. Brahmara, this is the bee like eyes, the side glances, Damba, that are Kataksha Vyakshepa. They are all the side glances, Katakshas, that are Navarasa Aswada Taralav. They are eager to enjoy the Navarasas, all the various, you know, Navarasas, eager to enjoy all of them. And Karna Yugalam Amunchantav. How they are enjoying all the nine rasas? Karna Yugalam Amunchantav, not leaving your pair of ears that are Makaranda Ekarasikam. solely delighting in the honey of the Sandarbha Stapaka, bunch of compositions of Kavinam, great poets. So this is a very, very great imagination. What it does, all these kavis, all these poets, they write nice poems glorifying Amba and singing their glories and all. And they, whatever they write, whatever they say, they are all heard by the ears. And when the ears hear them, the eyes, they want to enjoy what the ears hear and enjoy. So what they do? They elongate themselves all the way up to the ears. So that what the ear is enjoying from the poet's imagination and the words, they can also partake in that enjoyment. So the eyes, they elongate all the way up to the ears. So that's what the eyes do. And when these two eyes do that, this third eye, it has no ability to go all the way from the center all the way up to the two ears. So this center eye, because by virtue of its position in the forehead, not being able to expand all the way to the two ears to enjoy what the poets are saying about Amba, so they become jealous of these two eyes when they are able to extend and go all the way up to the ears. The eyes extending all the way up to the ears is supposed to be a Samudrika Lakshanam of a stree's beauty. So the third eye is supposed to be jealous of the other two eyes for this reason. The eye on your forehead turns a little red, actuated by jealousy on seeing the bee-like side glances that are eager to enjoy the nine sentiments and not leaving your pair of ears because they are stuck there, that are solely delighting in the honey of the bunch of compositions of great poets. So japa is done in the morning facing east and north, or north 1000 times for 5 days, and relief from smallpox and various other things. Sambhasta Raksham is supposed to be there, all those things are there. So the Dura Darshanam is supposed to be given, and there are benefits. And turmeric powder, Dura Darshanam means, don't imagine that it is a long darshanam or something. A person's viveka will be able to analyze things and will be able to look into the future, how, what will happen, what are the consequences, that kind of analytical brain. And naivedyam, sugar cane, sugar supposed to be the one, and that is the yantra also is given time. So the poems of great poets, they enter into her ears as nectar. And the, to relish them, her two eyes, they expand up to the ear like bees, up to the ear like bees. So the third eye is jealous, and so is redundant. So meditating on Amba in this manner, that is supposed to give Dura Drishti. Dura Drishti, as I told you, is supposed to be the ability to have analytical outlook towards everything and be able to weigh what is good, what is right, what is not right, and how to project oneself in terms of growth. All those things are all provided by that. Shloka 51. Shive Shringarardhram Tadida Rajane Kutsana Param Sarosha Gangayam Girisha Charite Vismayavati Karahibhyo Bhitam Sarasi Ruha Saubhagya Janani Sakishu Smere Smerate Mayi Janani Drishtihi Sakaruna. So Sri Jananye Namaha, that is how Amba is worshipped here. I don't know whether you are able to see it. Let me see whether I can expand a little bit. If I can. Yeah. Okay. Janani, supposed to be the power to hypnotize everybody. Kirti Labam, all those things supposed to be the benefit. Hypnotizing means don't get any the hypnotizing like a psychiatrist does. Hypnotize means the ability to convince others, the ability to make others to be observant and also to be able to accept what we say, that kind of convincing ability. Janani means, O mother, Te Drishtihi, your sight is Shive Shringararda. It is tender with love towards whom? To Shiva. So your eyesight is so tender with love towards Shiva. Tat Itara Jane, but towards other people, towards Shiva, it is supposed to be very tender. But Tat Itara Jane means towards other people, Kutsanapara. It is contemptuous even. It's very angry with others Because for the other people who are all impermanent beings, these are all people who are afflicted with ignorance, such people, towards them, it is contemptuous. Sarosha Gangayam. So wrathful, it is angry towards Ganga. To Ganga, because Ganga is occupying on the head of Shiva, he has Ganga. So she is naturally jealous of Ganga. So she is very angry. Sarosha Gangayam. Girisha Charite Vishmayavati. So it is Vishmayavati. She is astonished by what? The various feats, the leelas of Girisha. Girisha is Shiva, the Lord of Giri. So the Girisha, Girisha Nayane, Girisha. Actually, Girisha Charite or Girisha Nayane. Girisha Lakshmidara, he calls it Girisha Nayane. So, winning over all the looks of all the Lord. So, astonished at Girisha's exploits, the various leelas. And Harahibhyo Bhita. And all the, you know, the Shiva, he doesn't look pleasant at all. He has all the snakes and all over the body. So she is frightened by the snakes on Hara. Hara Hippyo Bhita. And Sarasi Ruha Saubhagya Janani. Janani also in some places they say Jaini. So here Janani producing the charm of the lotus. Sarasi Ruha Saubhagya Janani. Saubhagyam Sarasi Ruham, this is lotus. And Sakishu Smera smiling at your companions, and my sakaruna, full of grace towards me. I am your bhakta, and you are full of grace only towards me. So that is her imagination. Oh mother, your glance is very tender with love towards Shiva. But it is contemptuous towards other folks, who are all ignorant folks, who don't understand your glory. And it is very wrathful towards Ganga, because naturally Ganga is sitting on Shiva's head, and astonished at Girisha's exploits, the various feats of, because he is the one who destroyed all the three cities and so many things he did. And also you're frightened by the snakes on Hara. So on Shiva there are your glance are frightened by them, producing the charm of the lotus, and the eyes, they produce the charm of the lotus. And smiles at your companions, all your companions, it smiles at them, and full of grace towards me. So all the other rasas, it is showing towards all others, whereas towards me, it shows only compassion, shows only full of grace to me only. So the why she is so astonished with Shiva, because Shiva's third eye, it did Manmatha Dahanam, and because even though he has so much of vairagyam, with his vairagyam, he could do Manmatha Dahanam, but towards Devi, he has kamam. So he is Kameshwara. So towards Devi, he is Kameshwara. Whereas towards Manmatha, he did Manmatha Dahanam. So Amba is astonished how he is able to be like this. And the various Navarasas are given here. The various Navarasas are Shringara. Shringara is love. And again, that is the vibhatsa is supposed to be, you know, this kind of, disgust towards other people. And Raudram is supposed to be anger towards Ganga. And she is having, and the Adbhutam is the astonishment towards the Tripura Dahanam, destruction of Tripuras by the Lord. And the Shantarasam supposed to be composed. The Lord is supposed, she is very composed under the Shantam. That is another, when looking at the third eye of Shiva, which did Manmatha Dahanam. So Shantam by looking at her. And then Bhayankaram. So she is fear. Fear also it creates. So seeing the snakes on Shiva, it gives the Bhayankara, this thing. And Viram, Vira Rasa, of heroism. Heroism, you know, they are all the, even excelling the lotus and all, because supposed to be so beautiful, producing the charm of lotus, all that thing. And then Hasyam. Hasyam is towards all the attendants. She is all very friendly and then with all of them. So Hasya Rasa, and also she is having Karuna Rasa towards me. But normally some commentators say that there are only 8 rasas given and not the 9th one, because they have an interpretation that Shantasya Nirvikaratvat Na Shantam Venire Rasam. So one only 8 rasas are given, because shanta rasam is supposed to be nirvikara, is supposed to be unmodified, so it is supposed to be natural, so it is not a rasa in that sense. So they normally include only 8 rasas and not navarasas. So that is the interpretation by some commentators. Now let us go to the next shloka, 52. I think we have time. We expand it a little bit so that we can see. गते कर्णाभ्यर्णं घरुत इव पक्ष्माणि ददति पुराम्भेतुश्चित्त प्रशबरस विद्रावणफले इमे नेत्रे गोत्राधरपति कुलोत्तम सकलिके तवा कर्णाकृष्ट स्मरशरविलासं कलयतः चित्त प्रशम न चित्त प्रशम ओके ஸ்ரீ கோத்ராதரபதி குலோத்தம்ச கலிகாயை நமஹ. வெரி லாங் நேம், தட் இஸ் அவம்பாய் சுவர்ஷித்தி. ஹியர் கியூர் ஆஃப் டிசீசஸ் ஆஃப் ஐஸ் அண்ட் இயர்ஸ் பர்டிகுலர்லி, அண்ட் நேத்ர ஸ்ரோத்ர ரோக நிவாரணம் காமஜயம். எகெயின் சப்போஸ் டு பி வென் ஆல் தி ஸ்லோகாஸ் தே ஆல் ஹாவ் காமஜயம் அஸ் அ காமன் பெனிஃபிட், பிகாஸ் கண்ட்ரோல் ஆஃப் காமா இஸ் தி பிக்கஸ்ட் சேலஞ்ச். அண்ட் தி ஐஸ் ஆர் நவ் described here as the cupids or manmathas, you know, this thing. So gotra dharapati kulottamsa kalike, Amba is imagined as gotra dharapati is supposed to be the himama, kulottamsa kalike of kulaha uttamsa kalike. So the bud in the crest chaplet of the family of lord of mountains, so in that kulam he is supposed to be the budding. We call it Tamil, we call it Kulakulundu, the one who is the budding sapling of that race of the Lord of Mountains. Tava ime netre, your eyes, ime netre, tava these your eyes, karna vyarnam gate, reaching the, as if Acharya is seeing her right in front of him. Ime netre, your, these eyes, he is pointing to them. You are these eyes, as if she is right standing in front. So, tavai ime netre, karnabhyarnam gate, reaching the proximity of your ears, karnabhyarnam gate. So, your eyes, they reach the proximity of your ears. Garuta iva pakshmani dadati. So, with the eyelashes, like the feathery wings put on arrows, you know, in the arrows they put some feathery wings so that, you know, it will have the effect of, like, you know, the flying, this thing. So they put the feathery wings on these arrows, so they appear like that. So with the eyelashes of your eyes, they look like the feathery wings put on these arrows. And chitta prashama rasa vidravana phale, having as its purpose the driving away of the tranquility of the mind of the Purambetuhu, destroyer of three cities. So that is the aim. You are having this arrow with your eyesight, with your eyebrows, with your eyelids, as if the wings for that eye, that arrow. And what is the aim of that? Chitta prashama rasa vidravana phale. Phalam here is the aim actually. So its purpose is to drive away the shanti, the tranquility of the mind of Purambetuhu. Purambetuhu is Shiva. So Shiva is very quiet, calm and sitting nicely after destroying all the three cities. So, but your eyesight is such that it is creating calm in him. So because it is creating karma in him, so it is getting destroyed. So, and destroyed the three cities. Smara shara vilasam kalayataha. Put on the charm of the arrows of Manmatha. That's what it does. So smara shara. Smara is manmata, smara shara is manmata's arrows, vilasam kalayataha, arrows of Kripit. Karna krishta, drawn up to the ear. So it is drawn all the way up to the ear. So that's how it looks like. So, but in the vamsha of the family of Lord of Mountains, your eyes reaching the proximity of your ears, pulled all the way up to the ears, with the eyelashes for feathery wings, for the arrow, and having as purpose the driving away of the tranquility of the mind of the destroyer of cities. So even Lord is going to get overwhelmed by his karma towards her, put on the charm of the arrows of Manmatha drawn up to the ear. So this is another imagination of the way Ambas looks are. And the if a person meditates upon in this particular manner, Amba all this, so all the afflictions of karma and all that are supposed to be destroyed. So a supposed person is supposed to get peace of mind, because karma is the biggest problem, for the fundamental problem for all kinds of jnanam. So that will be removed. We'll go do maybe one more, two more shlokas. Shloka 53. Let me again make it a little bigger so that people can see.
Vibhakta traivarnyam vetikarita leelanjanataya vibhatitvannetra tritayamidam ईशानदयिते पुनःस्रष्टुं देवान् रुहिण हरि रुद्रानुपरतान् रजसत्त्वं विभ्रतमयिति गुणानां त्रयमिव ईशान देविकायै नमः.
So accomplishment of all kinds of tasks, whatever problems one has, success in all of them. So all kinds of various accomplishments, all that things. So the eyes, they are capable of creating the trinities, the Shiva, Vishnu and Brahma. It is, the eyes are capable of creating all of them. So Devi is Pratyaksham. So how he is imagining here, Ishana Dayite. Ishana Dayite means, so beloved of Ishana, Ishana Shiva. Tvat netra tritayam idam. The triad, netra tritayam means the triad of your eyes, that is the three eyes. Vetikarita leelanjanataya, decked with the beauty of the all this colorium, the for the eye they put this what do they call it, the black thing for the anjanam, I don't know whatever they call it, kanmai in Tamil, I don't know whatever the other languages are. And vibhakta traivarnyam, the eyes are decorated with that. And vibhakta traivarnyam, displaying the three colors. Trivarnyam, because the eye displays three colors. How? Vibrat iva vibhati. They shine forth as if gunanam trayam rajaha sattvam tama iti. So the three colors, what they portray, the three gunas, the sattva guna, rajva guna and tamo guna, bearing the three gunas, punaha srashtum devan druhina hari rudran. So as to create again Brahma, Vishnu and Rudra, Uparatam, after they cease to exist during Mahapralaya. So that is because during the Mahapralaya, everything goes into dormant form. So that is how the Srishti cycle is. Srishti, what happens is at the time of Mahapralaya, everything goes dormant. And at the time of Srishti, they again become manifest. So in our philosophy, there is nothing like a creation, fresh creation. What happens is everything goes to dormant form and manifest form. Dormant form. So dormant to manifest is only a transformation. There is nothing like a new creation. So that is in our philosophy. That's how we believe. So here, oh beloved Ishana, this triad of your eyes, beloved of Ishana. Ishana Daite means the Lord, the beloved of the Lord. This triad of your eyes decked with beauty colorium, that is whatever the eye, the black thing that they put to decorate the eye, and displaying three colors, the eye displays the three colors, the red color and the white color and all that, distinctly shine forth as if bearing the three gunas, rajva guna, sattva guna and tamo guna, so as to create again Brahma, Vishnu and Rudra after they cease to exist. So during Mahapralaya, everything goes dormant. So what the three colors in Amba's eyes, they, through that, for example, Brahmaji is supposed to be Rajoguna Pradana. He is supposed to be the causal factor for the new Srishti. So that is red color symbolizes that. And Vishnu is the Sthiti Karanam. So the Sattva Guna supposed to be white color. And Rudra is supposed to be Samhara Murti, and so Tamo Guna and the black color. So without this the decorating that anjanam, that is the kanmai, the black thing that is used to decorate the eye. I don't get that English name for that. So I'm trying to struggle around that. So the eye's darkness that cannot be brought forth. So that's why they want the beauty of the eye is brought forth by that. So the third eye, so the tamas is due to tamoguna is because during the time of laya, at the time of laya, everything gets destroyed. Everything goes away into again dormant. So layam is dormant. So they all go into dormant form and then come back into manifest form. So the three eyes, the three colors in your these things, the eyes, they represent these three actions, namely the creation of Brahmaji, Vishnu and Shiva, so that for the benefit of next creation. So that is what is the Pavitri Kartum. So because of this thing, this is the reason for your eyes to appear in this manner. So this is again another imagination of the beauty of the eyes of Amba. Let me see whether I can finish one more shloka for today. Shloka 54.
पवित्रीकर्तुं नः पशुपतिपराधीनहृदये दयामित्रैः नेत्रैः अरुणधवलश्यामरुचिभिः नदशोणो गङ्गां तपनतनयेति ध्रुवममुं त्रयाणां तीर्थानाम् उपनयसि संवेदमनघम्.
सो पशुपतिपराधीनहृदयायै नमः. दट् इस् अवर् वाय्स् addressed here in this shloka. Pashupati Paradina Hridaye, cure of all kinds of gynecological diseases and Dushta Vyadi Nivarana, from all kinds of afflictions. They are all Sarva Papa, Vimuktihi, all kinds of Papa, since they are all removed. And the three-colored eye, it is referred to here as the three rivers also. So Pashupati Paradina Hridaye, O Devi, you whose heart is lost in the Lord of Pashupati means Jivas. So Pashupati Paradina Hridaye, Dina Hridayam, means your heart is lost towards him, Pashupati. And Daya Mitrahi Netrahi, with your eyes filled with compassion, Daya Mitrahi Netrahi, Aruna Davala Shama Ruchibihi, bringing forth through the red, white and blue luster. Aruna is red, Davala and Shama. Davala is the blue and white and the Shama is the black luster. Through those three colors, Trayanam Tirthanam Sambedam. It looks like as if a purificatory confluence of the three rivers, Trayanam Tirthanam, three rivers, Nadaha Shono Ganga Tapanatanaya Iti. The rivers of Shonabhadra. Shonabhadra is one river and Ganga is Ganga and then Tapanatanaya is supposed to be Yamuna. So these are the three rivers, supposed to be the confluence of these three rivers. Pavitri Kartam Naha, for sanctifying us, for purifying us. So again the prayer is imagination. O Amba, whose heart is lost in the Lord of Pashus, because your heart is lost in him, with your eyes filled with compassion, bring forth through the red, white and blue luster a purificatory confluence of the rivers Shonabhadra, Ganga and Yamuna. So Yamuna is supposed to be black in color, Ganga is white in color and Shonabhadra is supposed to be, Shona is red. So it's supposed to be the red color. So this is how Amba is, their eyes are imagined here in this particular shloka also. Japa is done facing morning, east 1000 times for 45 days. Benefit is supposed to be cure, even though I put gynecological diseases, it is supposed to have the effect to cure all kinds of sarva papa nivritti, all kinds of things. And upastha roga nivarana, any roga related to genitals and all is supposed to be cured by this, as the Tarot belief, as I told. And the gold plate is supposed to be the yantram, naivedyam is jaggery and payasam and all that thing mixed. So this is how Amba is worshipped in this shloka. So most of these shlokas, they are, as I told you, they are mostly poetic imagination of Shankaracharya with the greatest eloquence in Sanskrit poetry. So supposed to be very, very beautiful. So with this, we will stop here for today, and then we will continue in the next webinar. So before I stop the recording, let me not do that mistake again. Let us see whether there are any questions from anyone. Let me look at attendees, whether anybody has any hands raised anywhere. I don't find any hand raised anywhere. Problem. Anybody typed any questions? There are some questions, so let me see. Yeah, yes, we can hear and see. Good. So video is good. I can't see the text only. I cannot see the text. Oh, fine. I can't see the text only, Mama says. Is there a way to see the files too? Yeah, I think everybody has been seeing that, right? No audio video for some for somebody. Kajol. Good. Kajol is the name for that thing. Good. Mascara is the term from Kanmai. That's correct. Okay, mascara. Itex is the brand name. Good. so many things. India eyeliner in English or Kajal in Hindi. Okay, good. So we have got a lot of. So Itex is the brand name as sold in India. Eyeliner in English or Kajal in Hindi. Good. All these names are all. Now I have got all these names. If I have to give the lecture next time, I remember these names. Okay. All right. So I don't know, but somebody got no audio video. They said, I don't know how that is, because if the other people, when they are responding to me, that means they should have had the audio video. Otherwise, I don't know what this is. Okay. I was not able to see the pictures of you were showing the yantras. Okay. Some people could not see this thing. But screen sharing I have put already. So I don't know why screen sharing. Oh, people have not screen sharing. Did they not see? I don't know. Okay, I don't know why it is not seen. Screen sharing, if it is not there, it would not have come in the lecture also. Okay, not able to see the text. Only one person has. I got audio video only. The text was in this bit. Yeah, I don't know. One person has written that. I don't know about others. I don't know. In any case, okay, all right. So if it is not seen, then I will try to include it in our recording, so that you will be able to see it when you listen to the recording with the pictures. Okay, and log out. And sorry, I'll be careful. I got audio only text. Okay, all right. So then I'm going to now stop this, and we will continue next week. Yo vedadau swara prakto vedante cha prasiddhitah tasya prakritilina seya parasamaheshwarah sri krishnaatmam. I am going to sign off now. Stop recording.